Max Muncy, first Seager, now Turner, Cody Bellinger. Mookie Betts has done it again.
Oh, it's good to be back. Renegade.
I don't hold back for my enemy. That's well hit. And it's a grand slam home run.
This is Morongo Casino World Champion Dodgers on deck.
Back to back, bottom of the first. Betts leaps and makes the catch.
There is no mission impossible. How could you stop the unstoppable?
Morongo Casino Dodgers on deck is brought to you by Chevrolet.
Find new roads.
UCLA Health.
Keeping you on top of your game.
Mutual of America.
Your retirement company.
That's back at the wall and that's gone. The fourth home run of the night for the Dodgers.
Children's Hospital LA.
From colds to cancer, we got this.
Jim Beam.
Official bourbon of the LA Dodgers.
And your SoCal Toyota dealers.
We make it easy.
Now with a pregame look at your World Series champion Dodgers.
Champions of baseball.
Here's your host, Tim Cates.
Hi, Dodger fans, and welcome in to Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck. Hope you are well on this Saturday afternoon. Your world champion Los Angeles Dodgers, 17-16 on this season. The Dodgers in a bit of a funk right now after losing 6-7 in the Midwest portion of this road trip. The Dodgers lost big at the Big A last night, but tonight the Dodgers look to turn it around with Clayton Kershaw on the mound. It's game two of the Freeway Series. Dodgers and Angels. First pitch from Anaheim is coming up at 6:08. Coming up over the next hour here on Morongo Casino, Dodgers on Deck. We'll check in with Rick Monday and Charlie Steiner out at the booth in just a couple of minutes. We're going to hear from Dodger manager Dave Roberts. We'll check in with longtime Angels TV analyst, the great Mark Gubiza, coming up in about 40 minutes. We'll get you a preview of tonight's pitching matchup. We're going to have your chance to play the Six Flags Most Thrilling Play of the Game contest. Kirsten Watson and David Vasse will also check in throughout the show. Well, last night at the Big A, an unusual outing for Urias and more struggles for the Dodgers offense. Julio Urias, his first five starts of the season, fantastic. 4-0 with a 2 ERA. Last night, though, Urias went five innings. He gave up five runs on eight hits, including a pair of home runs in the second inning. The Dodgers offense gave him some early run support in the top of the second. Matt Beatty, an RBI ground out. That scored Will Smith, and Dodgers grabbed the early 1-0 lead. But that lead didn't last long. In the bottom of the second, Justin Upton tied the game with a solo home run to right. Three batters later, Taylor Ward gave the Angels the lead.
Now here's Taylor Ward, who is 0-6, right-handed hitter. Swing and a fly ball to left field and deep, way back and gone, a home run. Taylor Ward with his first home run. Second home run given up by Urias here in the second, and the Angels take a 2-1 lead.
Angels up 2-1. They tacked on one more in the inning. David Fletcher, a two-run single to center. They go up 4-1. Urias would go the five innings, not before he gave up an RBI double to Shohei Ohtani. Angels up 5-1. In the sixth, Joe Kelly making his 2021 debut, got the ball fresh off the IL, and he got roughed up. Rojas, an RBI double. Fletcher, an RBI double. Ohtani, an RBI double. You get an RBI double. Mike Trout, an RBI single. Angels with four runs off Kelly, who went two-thirds of an inning. Angels take a 9-1 lead. Angels starter Griffin Canning went 5 2/3 innings before giving the ball to Patrick Sandoval. Dodgers were able to get one of those runs back off Sandoval in the ninth, thanks to Mookie.
Which certainly we did not see last year, the 1-2. And there's a fly ball to left center field, and Mookie Betts on command. It's a home run. As we were saying, for Betts, his fourth home run of the year. So he's had two good swings tonight.
A solo home run for Mookie. That's the top-tier play of the game, brought to you by Arco. Quality top-tier gas for less. Dodgers not able to get any more, though, as the Angels go on and win it 9-2. Griffin Canning the win. Julio Urias the loss, his first of the season. The Dodgers offense had eight hits in the game. They got runners on, but they stranded 10 runners last night. They were 1-for-11 with runners in scoring position. Dodgers now one game over 500 on this season. They've now lost four in a row, 7 of 8, 14 of their last 18. The Dodgers now three games back of San Francisco in the NL West. The good news? Today's a new day, and Clayton Kershaw's on the mound tonight. He's the stopper, and with more, let's welcome in Rick Monday and Charlie Steiner. Guys.
All right, Tim, the Dodgers trying to right their ship, having lost their fourth consecutive game last night. The final score 9-2. It was the most one-sided loss that the Dodgers had absorbed all season. They've lost 8 of 10, 14 of their last 18. The Angels, the winners last night. Dodgers beginning play today, 2.5 behind the Giants. The Giants have already beaten San Diego. First, now, a quick look back at last night.
Do we have to?
Yeah.
Because the Dodgers, they start out okay, at least threatening, but in that first inning, after a walk to Seager, and then there was a base hit by Turner, so you have first and second base, and then there's one out, Muncy strikes out, and then Seager gets picked off at second base, and that's how the game really unfolded. Didn't get much better than that. And if you look at this Dodger ball club, Charlie, the last 18 games that we're looking at, they scored 3 runs or less in 11 of those last 18 games, including 5 of the last 8. But we can't blame it on just the offense. The defense has not been stellar, not in comparative terms to how it normally plays. The pitching, well, the bullpens has had some difficulty, and hopefully tonight with Clayton Kershaw, who lasted just one inning a week ago, hopefully tonight he comes out, and I expect it's not going to be a pleasant night for hitters with Kershaw.
Kershaw, of course, has had great success over the course of his career against the Angels. He's 100 games over 500 overall, 7-2 in 13 career starts against the Angels, and he hasn't lost to them in 10 years.
Yeah, and hopefully he can get some offense. There has not been a whole bunch of offense behind Dylan Bundy, who's going to start for the Angels either. But for the Dodgers, again, in the 4 games in a row that they have lost, combined they have just 3 hits and 36 at-bats with runners in scoring position. That's an .083 batting average. They were 2-for-25 in the Cubs series. Last night they were 1-for-11, and that's one area that they're going to have to improve upon right away.
When the Dodgers got off to that 13-2 start, they hit .271 as a group. Since then, as they've gone 4-14, the team is hitting .209. So Kershaw is getting the big key start tonight against Dylan Bundy. We'll detail that matchup a little bit later on. Tim.
All right, thank you, Charlie. Coming up here on Morongo Casino, Dodgers on Deck. We'll hear from Dodger manager Dave Roberts. We'll check in with Angels TV broadcaster, the great Mark Gubazov. We'll hear from David Vassay. We'll break down this pitching matchup tonight. And again, we're going to have your chance to play the Six Flags Most Thrilling Play of the Game contest. But up next, Kirsten Watson will check in as we lead you up to first pitch from Anaheim. Dodgers and Angels. I'm Tim Cates. This is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Dodgers and Angels, Game 2 of the Freeway Series from Anaheim. Clayton Kershaw and Dylan Bundy, the pitching matchup. First pitch coming up at 6:08.
Fly ball, the center field. It's way back at the wall. Gone, a home run.
The best drive of the game, brought to you by Adriana's Insurance.
2-1 to Ward, Rojas on deck. And the 2-1. Fly ball to right. Slicing toward the corner, Mookie Betts tracks it down. 2 steps from the wall on the warning track. Ward flies to deep right. Betts makes the play. First out of the bottom of the fourth.
Mookie Betts flashing the leather there, making a great defensive play. Speaking of the best dive of the game, if you want to save on your auto insurance, only Adriana's can guarantee it. More options, no contract, just savings. Call them at 800-498-7000. 800-498-7000.
This is Kirsten's Corner.
Come out of the corner now.
With Kirsten Watson.
Kirsten now joins us before the Dodgers and Angels, Game 2 of the Freeway Series from the Big A in Anaheim. And we'll just forget last night what happened on the field. But A.J. Pollock did have to leave the game. What's the latest with him?
So last night, Dave Roberts confirmed it was a grade 1 hamstring strain. And he said that, you know, last night he was day-to-day. They were going to reevaluate today. He confirmed this afternoon that AJ's feeling better. He's still day-to-day, of course. And, of course, they're going to stay away from him today. But the soreness really isn't there. So I think just in general with all of the injury bugs from this team and always kind of like that moment of, oh, no. He's feeling better, which I think is the best case scenario and the best news that we could have asked for when it comes to AJ.
A guy who's really risen to the occasion because of injuries and really with his bat and his play on the field is Matt Beatty.
Yeah, so Matt Beatty's going to be stepping into left field, getting the start for AJ. And with him, you're right. I mean, we saw what a spark he was before the Dodgers went on the road. And so with him, it's such a continuation. And I think getting him finally in the lineup, there were a lot of questions when he wasn't starting. Like, why aren't we seeing Matt Beatty? What's kind of going on? And Dave Roberts said that with him, he's a player that he had expected him to come off the bench, be a pinch hitter, you know, give that spark, be ready at always. But Now we get to see him starting the game to see what he can add offensively. One, it'll be great for him to finally get just the four at-bats in a row to help build from there to keep going offensively. So we'll see what happens, but I think just having him there, stepping in with AJ, again, like I said, with AJ, he is day-to-day, so we don't know how long we'll see Matt in this role per se, because again, tomorrow we'll hope to get more information on AJ, and if he does need to go on IL or whatever that looks like, again, for now it doesn't seem like that, but... So for now, we'll see kind of what happens. But it is very exciting to see Matt get out there. And I think, you know, he will bring, hopefully, a spark that we all need.
Well, hopefully bringing a spark on the mound is Clayton Kershaw tonight.
Absolutely. I mean, it's Kershaw day. Last time we saw him wasn't his prettiest outing.
No.
It was uncharacteristic, to say the least. I mean, only one inning pitch. That's not the Clayton we know. So it's a short rest from since the last time we've seen him. But since he did go only one inning, he was able to get a bullpen in on Thursday. He's feeling better and ready. It's also Clayton Kershaw. He said after the game, he was like, look, that was not my best performance. And I know what I now need to do to be ready for my next start. And so he's a veteran. He knows absolutely. I mean, this is a future Hall of Famer we're talking about. We don't have to question his ability to be ready for the next start. So knowing that he will be on the mound to be the stopper today, I think we'll just continue to give this team really the ability. Every night they're in a chance to win. So now it's just kind of getting over that hump. And so hopefully this will be what we needed for him. And he will be the stopper we need.
Let's hope tonight is the night and he is the stopper. All right, Kirsten, great stuff. We'll check in with you after the game. Kirsten's Corner, sponsored by Cars for Kids. The easy way to donate your car. Donate today. Your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or 877-CARS-4KIDS. Still to come here on Dodgers on Deck, we'll preview tonight's pitching matchup with Clayton Kershaw on the mound. We'll hear from Angels analyst Mark Gubazal, one of the great guys in baseball. But up next, we'll get you an injury report, and we'll check in with the manager, Dave Roberts. Dodgers, Angels, first pitch from the Big A is coming up at 6:07. I'm Tim Cates, and this is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Dodgers and Angels, game two of the freeway series from Anaheim. Clayton Kershaw going on 3 days rest. He'll get the start. First pitch coming up at 6:08.
This is the LA Dodgers injury report.
Presented by UCLA Health, keeping you off the injured list. AJ Pollock hoping to stay off the injured list. He is listed as day-to-day with a sore hamstring. We'll hear from Dave Roberts coming up in just a couple of minutes. Scott Alexander on the IL with the shoulder inflammation. Edwin Rios on the IL with the shoulder injury. Dustin May out for the season. Tommy John surgery. Bruce Dargrado on the IL with the right forearm tightness. David Price on the injured list with the right hamstring strain. He is throwing off a mound. Corey Knebel on the 60-day IL with the right lat strain. Zach McKinstry working his way back from the right oblique strain. Cody Bellinger running at 60% right now on the IL with the hairline fracture in his calf. He is working out at Camelback Ranch in Arizona. Tony Gonsolin also beginning to throw. He's on the IL with the shoulder inflammation. Let's go back out to the Big A in Anaheim and check in with the Dodger skipper.
Anything else for Dave?
Dave, do you think...
Other questions for Dave?
Dave, can you talk about the pressure?
In the dugout with Dave Roberts.
With Kershaw coming off of an uncharacteristic outing, what did these past few days look like with him just to reset and prepare for this start?
Just normal as far as what he does after his starts, and kind of obviously it's short rest. So he threw a pen on the off day we just had. So outside of that, he feels great. So it was clearly a light workload the last time in Chicago. So he feels good, raring to go.
And I'm glad to hear that AJ's feeling better. But with him and his offense and what he added, now bringing Matt Beatty in, what do you like about having him in left field and his bat in the lineup?
Yeah, you know, AJ showed he's hitting both and he's swinging a hot bat, so we're going to certainly miss him for whatever time that might be. But I think Matty's been swinging the bat this last week really well. So to get him out there, get him another four at bats, I like him in left field. So I just think it's additive today against Bundy.
Hey, Dave, seemed like last season with the 60-game season, there was a built-in sense of urgency. And I'm just wondering if it's been a little harder to recreate that feeling this year.
I think that's fair. I think that, you can play every game or in theory try to play every game like it's game seven, but in reality it's not. And when you look out at 162 game season, I think that there's going to be times where when you're not getting hits, teams look lethargic. And that's every ball club that's not swinging the bats. I do know that We still have a lot of good players, and we're going to win baseball games. So I think that's your question. I think that to have our hair on fire for 162, I think that it's just, you know, it's hard. It's hard. So our guys understand it is a marathon. I don't like how we got to 500 as far as the last 10 games or whatever it is, last couple of weeks. But we are where we're at, and we got to keep getting better, and that's what we're focused on.
Have you resisted any urge to sort of shake up the lineup, or is that just sort of not part of your DNA to do stuff like that?
No, you know, I think that I'm okay with moving things around if it makes sense. And I just don't think that, you know, taking Mookie out of the one or Corey out of the two or Justin out of the three, they still need to take good at bats. And I just don't think that, you know, right now, I think collectively, we just really haven't been swinging the bats. You know, Justin's been very consistent. AJ's gotten hot recently to warrant sort of moving things along. But yeah, I thought about it. I'm not surprised that he would say he would play anywhere on the field. He's a baseball player, but I think that, you know, I think if anywhere else I could see him potentially is at first base, but we haven't got to that point. We have some other guys that can play first, but it doesn't surprise me, his openness.
All right, there's manager Dave Roberts still to come. We'll have your chance to participate in the Six Flags Most Thrilling Play of the Game contest. But when we come back here on Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck, we'll check in with David Vasse at the Big A in Anaheim as we lead up to first pitch. Game two of the Freeway Series, Dodgers and Angels. I'm Tim Cates as the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Leading you up to Dodgers and Angels, Morongo Casino, Dodgers on Deck. Morongo Casino, the newest, friendliest, and safest casino. Good times. Clayton Kershaw, Dylan Bundy, the pitching matchup on this Saturday night. First pitch coming up at 6:08.
Joining Tim Cates on Dodgers on Deck.
I accept everybody for who they are.
This is Dodger Insider, David Vasse.
All right, Dave is live at the Big A in Anaheim before this Game 2 matchup of the Freeway Series. And Dave, looking at the lineup, still no Kaber Ruiz. How do they get this guy in the lineup?
Yeah, that's a great question for a team that prides itself in having players be versatile to play multiple positions. You would hope that Kaber Ruiz would be able to find another position here if the Dodger offense continues to struggle, because we've only seen glimpses of what he can do, and it's very impressive, including last year right here at the Big A when he hit his first career home run and his first career at-bat. Also, what we saw in Chicago, home run in his first at-bat of the season. Kaybert was on the press conference Zoom earlier today, Tim, and I asked him whether or not he and the organization have discussed trying to find another position for this season, at least considering Austin Barnes and Will Smith are entrenched as the catching combination for the Dodgers. And he said, you know what? I'm willing to play the outfield if they want me to play the outfield. I played the outfield in high school. I asked him whether or not first base has been discussed. He said it has not, and he would be willing to play there, but has never done it before. I could tell you, watching batting practice today, he was not in left field and he was not at first base. So the wheels are not in motion as far as that goes. And Dave Roberts was asked about what Ruiz told me on the Zoom, and he said if he plays another position, it wouldn't be the outfield. It would be first base. But he's a switch hitter. The ball comes off the bat really great, really hard. I'm not going to quote exit velocity here, Tim, but he's a really special player. There's a reason why he's the top Dodger prospect.
Yeah, I got to get him somewhere in that lineup, Dave. Mookie Betts last night had a home run in the ninth inning. Is it me or does he like Anaheim?
No, it's not you. His former manager, Alex Cora, actually told me about it last year when the Dodgers came to the Big A, and he was right. He knows a lot about his former AL MVP. And last night, Mookie Betts hit his ninth home run here at Angel Stadium, and he's only played 21 games here. He's had 100 plate appearances. He has a batting average of .314 here at the Big A with an OPS of over 1,000. More importantly, you heard Rick Monday and Charlie Steiner describe it during the game last night. They finally saw the swing that makes Mookie Betts Mookie Betts. And talking to the Angels analyst Mark Langston, accomplished Major League All-Star pitcher, He said it's bad news for the Angels and for the rest of Major League Baseball because that swing is back for Mookie Betts. So hopefully it continues tonight.
Dave, final thing. How big of a loss is A.J. Pollock if he's not able to go and that hamstring flares up?
Huge loss. Huge loss. He's a big part of what the Dodgers do, especially from the right side. They're very left-handed heavy. And A.J. Pollock was the hottest hitter on this road trip. And a grade one strain of his left hamstring is going to put him on the shelf for at least 2 weeks. And, I think people gloss over how important he is when he's productive. And when he's not productive, how much that hurts the Dodgers. So it is a big loss.
All right, Dave, great stuff. We'll check back with you in just a couple of minutes. Brought to you by Ford California. The future belongs to everyone. Everyone can drive it with the 2021 Ford Explorer. The future comes standard at your Southern California Ford dealers. Coming up, we'll preview this pitching matchup. We'll check back in with Rick Monday. But Dodger fans, I need three contestants. It's time for you in the Six Flags Most Thrilling Play of the Game contest. 866-987-2570. You predict the player in the inning the most thrilling play will happen tonight. And if you're correct, you're going to win season passes to Six Flags Magic Mountain. 866-987-2570. It's the Dodgers and Angels from Anaheim. I'm Tim Cates, and you're listening to the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network.
And down he goes. Strikeout number 13 for Kershaw.
Don't miss a moment of Dodger coverage.
Right here on your home of the World Series champion Dodgers.
This is Morongo Casino Dodgers on deck.
Dodgers and Angels from Anaheim. Clayton Kershaw on the mound tonight. First pitch coming up at 6:08. Time now to find out, though, who's in and who's out of the Dodger lineup tonight.
Gone a home run.
This is today's starting lineups, brought to you by In-N-Out.
That's what a hamburger is all about.
Since 1948, In-N-Out has been making their burgers fresh to order from the highest quality ingredients. Of course, it's a family tradition at In-N-Out, and that's what a hamburger is all about. Leading off for Dave Roberts tonight, Mookie Betts playing right field, batting second, Corey Seager at shortstop, batting third, Old Red turn two, Justin Turner playing third base, batting cleanup at first base is Max Muncy, batting fifth, your designated hitter, Will Smith, batting sixth in center field tonight is Chris Taylor. Batting seventh in left field is Matt Beatty. Batting eighth and at second base is Gavin Lux. Batting ninth and doing the catching is Austin Barnes. And again, your starting pitcher, number 22, Clayton Kershaw.
This.
Oh my God!
Are you not entertained?
Is the Six Flags most thrilling play of the game.
The thrill is calling at Six Flags Magic Mountain, now open daily. Your favorite coasters are waiting to thrill you, so reserve your tickets now at sixflags.com. It's the Six Flags most thrilling play of the game contest. Tell me the player in the inning. The play of the game will happen tonight. If you're correct, you're going to get season passes. All right, Izzy is first up. Izzy, welcome. What's your guess?
Hey, my guess is JT in the sixth.
JT in the sixth. All right, good luck to you. All right, Dennis is our next contestant. Dennis, welcome. What's your guess?
Mookie Betts in the seventh.
Mookie Betts in the seventh inning. All right, good luck to you, Dennis. Amy is our third contestant. Amy, welcome to you. What is your guess tonight?
I guess Mookie Betts in the fifth.
Mookie Betts in the fifth inning. All right, good luck to you, Amy. Good luck to Dennis, and good luck to Izzy, our three contestants tonight. When we continue here on Morongo Casino, Dodgers on deck, we'll check in with Rick Monday as we lead you up to first pitch from Anaheim. Dodgers and Angels, I'm Tim Cates. This is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network.
The quest to go back-to-back is on.
Now that we finally won one, it's just you just don't take that for granted.
Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck continues on the official home of your world champion LA Dodgers.
Dodgers and Angels, Clayton Kershaw, Dylan Bundy, the pitching matchup. We'll dive deeper into that coming up in just a little bit. First pitch coming up at 6:08.
And now, joined by David Massey, here's LA Dodgers broadcaster and World Series champion Dodger, Rick Monday.
It's game two between the Dodgers and Angels here at Angel Stadium. And Rick, the Dodgers obviously have to find a way to put an end to this. And I would say they have the right guy on the mound after a disappointing start in Chicago.
Absolutely. And I owe you an apology. I said here last night on our little get-together that you and I have on a daily basis when the Dodgers are playing, I said, hey, they're going to turn things around. Well, I was wrong. I missed it by one day. Tonight's the night that I really meant. And for Clayton Kershaw, it's kind of unusual because Kershaw went just the one inning. So, in essence, what he had was two bullpen sessions. The one before he had the last outing, where he got rocked. I mean, in Chicago, just the one inning. So you look at that with less than 40 pitches. That was his second kind of a bullpen session, if you will. I would imagine tonight that the left-hander is going to come out full of vim and vigor, and I think this might be a pull up your chair and watch a moment tonight.
And Rick, another encouraging part for the Dodgers is Mookie Betts homered last night. He doubled last night, and I heard you describe, and Charlie also mentioned, that his swing looks like it's back.
You know, there was one other game that he started the game off with the home run. And we thought at that particular time, I made notice of the fact that it was about the best swing that we have seen. And that was exactly 1 week ago, the first at bat, the very first pitch thrown to him in Milwaukee. His 23rd career leadoff home run. And I really thought, and he had another base hit later on in the ballgame, but I thought that may have been the turnaround for Mookie Betts. Well, that was a week ago, and between then and before last night, it wasn't really a free and easy maneuverability swing of the bat for Mookie. But last night it was, and hopefully that's a sign of good things for Mookie Betts. And if it's good for Mookie, it's going to be good for the Dodgers.
Rick, that was Mookie's ninth home run in 21 games played here at Angel Stadium. What is it about a certain ballpark for a certain player that makes them excel?
Don't know. I brought this up in the past. I think one of the better backgrounds that you saw as a player, if you go back a great number of years that I experienced, was maybe Veterans Stadium in Philadelphia, because the background, there were no seats out there. It was they had tarps that were set down. It was a second deck, nobody up in there either. So it was dark. It was always dark in the background, so you could see the ball very distinctly. For whatever reason, maybe Mookie Betts, his sight line, it just works out for him on what he sees when he's in Anaheim and doing it for whatever it is. It's very similar, David. We've talked in the past about why do you hit very well against some pitchers and not against others, and especially when you compare side by side, maybe one pitcher that you hit really well against is very similar in the way that they throw the stuff, the velocity, and the break. Very similar to a guy that you hit very well, but for whatever reason, you don't hit him very well. It's like one of those, well, go figure.
Well, Rick, you're a practical guy, so I'm going to bring up something other than that, something practical as far as the batter's eye. What about the psychological part, the feeling of knowing you're going to be in the ballpark that you have done well and maybe a pitcher that you've seen that you've done well?
Exactly. And I remember Catfish Hunter once saying is that I must really be an easy 0-for-4 because look at the guys in the other dugout. It looks like they're having a fight to see who can go grab a bat and come up and face me. There are certain times that you know a pitcher is on the mound and you go, okay, with this guy on the mound, I've got a very good chance to break out of it. You know when the ball club goes into a certain town, either because of the ballpark in the background, it happens to fit your eye, or because you know that pitching staff doesn't really have an effect upon you for whatever reason. And then you start to analyze, you know, you start to analyze as a player why this team gets you out more than another team. Do they have the same type of pitchers? Do they say the same type of pitches? Do they set you up differently? Do they throw more fastballs? Do they throw more off-speed pitches? How effective is it? There's all kinds of different things that kind of come into play, and very similar to hitters that I talked about last night, and I'll talk about a lot during ball games. When they have an opportunity to knock a run in, or if it's a big moment in a ball game, if their first ball swinging, or even early in the count, maybe it's the second pitch, was it a good pitch? Was it the hitter's pitch, which is mostly down the middle or a certain area? Or is it a pitcher's pitch, the first pitch that you're offering at? And I thought last night, in particular in the fifth inning, there were too many pitcher's pitches that were swung at because there were five batters. There were two hits. There was a total of just five pitches even thrown in the inning. And the Dodgers need to improve upon that.
Hopefully it starts tonight. And by the way, Rick Monday has a great memory because he did hit 312 at Veterans Stadium in Philadelphia with nine home runs. So
see, I did not know that. I can tell you that three of them were in one game, but I did not know what the average had been. But I knew that against Philadelphia, I hit rather well. Well,
there
thanks
you
for
go,
bringing
Rick.
That up.
Yeah, of course. And by the way, Dodger fans will love to know in 32 games, you hit 324 at Yankee Stadium.
See? And I'm glad you left the other 28 ballparks out of the equation.
Just call me the Rick Monday PR Marching Chowder Society.
Yeah, my friend with omitting the true numbers. I appreciate it.
Rick,
have a great one, David.
Thank you, Rick, and we'll send it back to Tim in Burbank.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. Dodger fans, live racing is back at Santa Anita Park. Purchase tickets online at santaanita.com/events and use promo code BLUE for 40% off reserved seats. Special terms and conditions apply. Also, enter for a chance to win a day at the races at Santa Anita, including a six-person box, a $100 food and beverage credit, and a betting lesson from a Santa Anita waging ambassador. It's a $200 value with a winner chosen every week. Enter for this experience at AM570LASports.com/promotion. Still to come here on Dodgers on Deck, we'll get you a preview of tonight's pitching matchup. Rick and Charlie will have the keys to the game, but up next we go high and tight. Well, one of the good guys in baseball, the great Mark Gubazaw. It's the Dodgers and Angels. First pitch at 6:08. I'm Tim Cates. This is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. It's the Dodgers and Angels. Game two of the Freeway Series. Clayton Kershaw on the mound. We'll preview that pitching matchup coming up in just a couple of minutes. But first,
David Vassay. And now, what will likely be Vassay fielding insults from a Dodger player?
It's an engagement of endearment.
This is High and Tight.
It's the Dodgers and Angels as they get set for game two here in Anaheim. And I am live and in living color with 1985 World Series champion, a man that retired a Dodger but now is one of the best analysts in baseball. That is the great Mark Gubazaw. Gooby, thanks a lot for the time.
David Vassay, anything for you because you are still one of my favorite, even though you went to Notre Dame High School. Sorry, did I say something bad?
You might be the best-smelling broadcaster. You might be the Juan Uribe of television broadcasters.
That's a great compliment. I love that, man. I appreciate that.
Gooby, when you watched this Angel ball club, they were kind of struggling like the Dodgers were, but it was pretty impressive to see Trout and Ohtani bang the ball last night.
Well, they've been struggling really bad with runners in scoring position. I know that's been an issue with the Dodgers going forward, too, but last night they just used the whole field. I mean, David Fletcher did his job as far as making contact. Trout had been in a little bit of a struggle, too, against the Tampa Bay Rays, but Shohei Ohtani every night has been doing something special. It's incredible I hit that line drive off the wall and a changeup off balance and still hit it off the wall.
Yeah, but Pollock's hamstring wasn't 100%. Yeah. That really wasn't a double.
Yeah, I felt bad for him, too. I know AJ's been swinging the bat well, especially against the Angels, and to see him pull that hammy like that was pretty tough to see.
Hey, speaking of a guy that swings the bat well here, Mookie Betts, 9 home runs and 21 games played here. Do you remember that when he played with the Red Sox, how well he would hit here?
Yeah, I mean, even against Shohei Ohtani, I remember a game he had 3 home runs. He had a home run off from, the very first pitch of the game, a couple home runs in left center field, bombs against him, and his swing last night, it's the first thing I said. As soon as he hit it, I go, uh-oh. That's something you don't want to wake him up because I expect him to have some pretty good swings early in this game.
Can you describe the feeling as a pitcher when you know a hitter does well in a certain ballpark because of the hitter's eye, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know when somebody's had success, whether, I mean, you know, as a pitcher at certain ballparks or as a hitter, you see the ball well, no matter who's on the mound, it doesn't matter who's throwing the ball, that you just go in there. As a hitter, if you have confidence going in the batter's box, there's a good chance you're at least going to get one good ball to hit during a sequence.
Mark Gubazaw is our guest just in front of game two of the Freeway Series between the Dodgers and Angels. I know you love pitching, no matter if they're in an Angel uniform or if you're admiring a guy from another team. And I know you really love watching Kershaw pitch.
Yeah, you know, I'm always texting you, so I love this guy. He's the ultimate warrior. He competes every time. And I'm looking at how many breaking balls he's throwing this year. Was he about 63% of his pitches are breaking balls? But it's a really good slider / cutter and curveball. He competes so well. I was watching the game the other day when he got knocked out in the first inning against the Cubs, and I was sitting there going, there's no way Kershaw isn't going back out there after that one inning. But, you know, there's times, especially as you get older and you're throwing a lot of pitches and a lot of mileage, because that guy's competed forever, and he never wants to come out of a game, that sometimes is a good time to take a breather.
I mean, your rotation in Kansas City, you guys were ultimate competitors, yourself included. How much can you say about the competitive level of a pitcher that can't be measured on a stat sheet?
Well, that's the thing. I've always said to people, who's the best pitcher have you seen in your era? And right now, Clayton Kershaw is my guy. I mean, I love the way he competes every day. It doesn't matter who's at the plate. I mean, it could be Mike Trout. It could be anybody at the plate. He is going to find a way to get you out. And that's the thing that's so impressive about it. Even if you don't have his good stuff working, he will change speeds. He will make sure you're never comfortable in the batter's box. And that's a true warrior for me. And he's always out there late in the game.
Mark, you always tell me you identify with Walker Buehler as well. You did wear tight pants like Buehler does. Why do you identify with him so much?
Because I know he hates hitters just like I hate hitters. I think he, every time he throws a baseball, he wants to, like, just be incredibly angry when a guy takes a good swing against him. So I know I was like that. That's why I love Walker Buehler. He absolutely doesn't even want a hitter to even foul a ball off. That's why I love him.
Did you have the same type of swag that Buehler has?
I know everybody on the other side hated my guts, so I'm sure really? That, I'm sure a lot of people don't like Walker too, but that's what I love him. He doesn't care. He's going to go out there and compete at the highest level. He's going to try to get you out. He's going to try to embarrass you in the batter's box, and he's going to try to strike you out every single time.
Hey, batters like to do the bat flips. Do you see anything wrong with a pitcher having that type of attitude?
No, I was always known to. I wasn't quite Dennis Eckersley, but I was fist pumping and telling him to go back to the dugout a few times. That's why I said I didn't make a lot of friends on the other team.
So at that time in the 80s, that was really frowned upon. I'm sure you were kind of an outlier at that time.
Yeah, that's why I never looked at any of my videos or any of my games. I still to this day I can't, because I looked at myself and go, why did I do that stuff? But it was just me. It was my emotions. I got to go out there every 5 days, and I felt that I owed my teammates the ultimate competitive day, and I was going to do whatever it took, even if it means everyone on the other side hated my guts.
Did you ever feel like you did not have your best stuff, but you found a way to get through a game?
So many times. And the weirdest, in my worst games were the times in the bullpen I felt so good, because you walk out there and think, I don't even need to concentrate. Well, then lo and behold, you're giving up 3 or 4 runs in the first inning. So days when I didn't feel my best are the days I actually pitched my best.
All right, Gooby. You're such a nice guy. This is a completely different person you're describing.
Everyone always says that, too. It's like I'm like Superman. I go into the phone booth on the day I pitch, I become a different human being.
All right, Gooby. Thanks a lot for the time. Don't forget what day it is. It's Kershaw Day.
It is Kershaw Day. You know I love him. He's my all-time favorite on the mound. So I'll root for him to do just well enough not to win today.
There he goes, our friend. Best-smelling broadcaster in all of baseball, Tim. Mark Gubazaw.
He is one of the best. Thanks, Dave. Thanks, Gooby. Dodgers baseball is brought to you by Aria. Rooms and suites beyond compare. A dining destination that thrills and the best entertainment steps away. That's how we Vegas. Book at Aria.com. Still to come, Rick and Charlie will get you the keys to the game. But up next, we're going to break down this pitching matchup. It's Kershaw Day. Clayton Kershaw on the mound. Dodgers, Angels, Freeway Series from Anaheim. I'm Tim Cates. This is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Dodgers and Angels, Game 2 of the Freeway Series. We're 15 minutes away from first pitch.
Hold on and miss strike 3. Yeah!
And now before the blue hits the field, we take a look at the pitching matchup.
Presented by your Southern California Toyota dealers, your summer starts at your Toyota dealer. Hurry in today for big savings on a sleek new Camry and get out there. Visit buyatoyota.com for all offers. Clayton Kershaw gets the start, 4-3, 2.95 ERA, making his 8th start of the year. He's coming off his worst start of his career with just one inning in Chicago against the Cubs, giving up 4 runs on 4 hits while walking 2. He threw 39 pitches. So today is his first career regular season start on 3 days rest. Just called a bullpen game in Chicago. That's what it was, a bullpen session. Against the Angels, 13 career starts against them. He's gone 7-2 with a 2.45 ERA, including a 4-2 record with a 2.88 ERA and 6 career starts at the Big A in Anaheim. He is facing 28-year-old right-hander Dylan Bundy, 0-3 with a 4 ERA in his 7th season in the big leagues, making his 7th start this year. Last time out, he went 6 innings, allowed 2 runs on 5 hits, and struck out 6 in a loss to the Seattle Mariners. He's pitched well in his recent outings, just gotten 0 run support against the Dodgers in 2 career games, 1 start. He's 0-1 with a 2.25 ERA. Dodgers, Angels, Clayton Kershaw, Dylan Bundy, the pitching matchup. Keys to the game are next. I'm Tim Cates. This is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Dodgers, Angels, Game 2 of the Freeway Series from the Big A in Anaheim. Clayton Kershaw on the mound on 3 days rest. First pitch coming up at 6:08. Let's check in again with Rick and Charlie, guys.
All right, Tim, the Dodgers looking to right their ship. They've lost 4 in a row. They haven't lost 5 straight in more than 2 years. They send Clayton Kershaw out to the hill tonight, making his 8th start of the year, his last one, all of 39 pitches and 1 inning on 3 days rest for the first time. Dylan Bundy going for the Angels.
Yeah, for Clayton Kershaw, I would guarantee the fact that he's going to be much more in sync than he was in the last outing. He was all over the place in that one. He's had career good luck against the Angels, although this is a different ball club comprised of different players, but still 13 starts, 7-2, lifetime against them. And for Kershaw, the one area that he's run into problems, surprisingly enough, has been with runners in scoring positions, like a 300 batting average against. But again, I expect Kershaw, who did not have a real good curveball, his last outing did not really pinpoint the fastball either. I think that's something he's thought about. I think he's worked on it. And I would expect a really good outing by the left-hander tonight.
An awful performance and miserable weather in Chicago. Meanwhile, back in Anaheim, Dylan Bundy goes for the Angels.
And Bundy's done a very good job with runners in scoring position. He's below a 150 average, but his ball club is scoring, averaging less than three runs per start that he's had. The Dodgers have seen him only two games, one start. That really doesn't add to a whole lot. But Bundy, one thing that he has done, the first time through opposing lineups, he's done a marvelous job. Just a 180 batting average against. The Dodgers have to size him up quickly, get some runs on the board, and catch the ball.
Dodgers coming off the loss when Kershaw has been called upon to start after a Dodger loss in his career. He's won two-thirds of the time, 111 and 56. Lineups and first pitch, game two of the three-game series. The Dodgers and Angels from Anaheim coming up.
All right, thank you, Charlie. Dodgers losers of four in a row, just a game over 500 on this season. Dodgers a half game back of the Padres, who are in second place in the NL West at 18-16. The Dodgers three games back of the San Francisco Giants, who won again today. They've won two straight over the Padres. Giants sitting atop the NL West, seven games over 500 somehow at 20-13. But Dodgers looking to get back on track tonight. Clayton Kershaw on the mound. Happy Kershaw Day, Dodger fans. Dodgers hoping for a win tonight in Anaheim. Dodgers Angels next. I'm Tim Cates. I've been Morongo Casino. Dodgers on deck on the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Enjoy the game, everybody. Look at